The following program was previously recorded. This is part three of our four-part interview with Dr. Cheryl Logan, superintendent of Omaha Public Schools.
When this pandemic started unfolding, you were very, very active, and with Jeremy as well, very active to get audio and video resources that shows everybody, okay, this is what we're doing next. We're with you on this. Sure. Can you talk about that effort?
We have worked hard to bring our community along. That's who we serve. So we have anticipated where people will need resources. When we rolled out our iPads, we created tutorials in 8 languages for our parents so that they would know how to use the iPads. We've created tutorials about pretty much everything. Our challenge is people are overwhelmed. They're overwhelmed in the day-to-day with not being able to plan forward like we did once. And so we have to sometimes give ourselves grace and give everyone grace around us when they say they can't find something. It's not because they aren't looking. It's because there's a lot of other things going on, and it certainly is an opportunity for us to listen and to upgrade where necessary. We have to listen to each other to understand how we are experiencing it and to understand where the things that we think are good planning may fall short. And so I would say, you know, for us, it's listening and revising, listening and recalibrating, you know, listening and sometimes refocusing so that the people that we serve are experiencing the things that we think we are doing and the things that we are indeed doing that are designed to make sure that we are helpful and supportive of them as parents, as students, and as community members.
One of the things this pandemic has uncovered and brought to the forefront is the issue of food insecurity. And Omaha Public Schools has always been very active in helping combat food insecurity. The CARES Act funds have allowed that there will be no charge for breakfast and lunch for students through December 31st of 2020 or until the CARES Act money runs out. It's whichever comes first. But can you talk about the effort that was put into that and some of the high-level planning where people jumped in and said, we got to make sure these kids and their families are still getting the food?
Well, it's coincidental, Mike, that you asked me the question because I just got off our weekly call with superintendents with the Council of Great City Schools. And that organization wrote a lot of letters, and they have a lot of political heft to help the U.S. Department of Agriculture understand what the need would be and to plan for the long term. And I believe that program now has been extended through the May of 2021. And so we are able to feed everyone, ages 1 through 18, or, you know, 0 through 18. I doubt if they're eating the babies are eating the yogurt, but it could happen. We are able to do that, and we'll be able to continue to do that. One, we've had a lot of families whose financial situation may have shifted. We want to make sure that there is no there are no barriers, so students can just get the meals that they need and families can get the meals that they need. In addition, the EBT program that exists with the state has been expanded so that families can get additional benefits so they can buy food on their own. We had an opportunity to make sure that we understood as a district and actually regionally that that program is available and how it is available to our students and their families. So there are many ways that we are supporting food insecurity in addition to our tractor trailers full of food that come twice a month and, you know, in our district to feed our families. So we certainly have done and will continue to do what we need to do to support those efforts and feel like that is a part of being a good citizen in our community.
Before we had the October 5th return of students to the classroom, Omaha Public Schools was able to get every staff member tested in quite frankly, a rather rapid event. Can you address how that went behind the scenes? Because it really did happen quite quickly, and you got everybody tested.
Well, Mike, thank you for the question. It did happen really quickly, and unfortunately, our notification had to happen real quickly. So I certainly want to make sure that our staff knows that was not our intent. But we know that testing was asked for by many staff members and some of our labor partners, and we wanted to make sure that we understood what was going on in our schools. At that point of our testing, our teachers had been back in our schools for more than, I think, 5 weeks, and we had an opportunity to understand, especially around asymptomatics. But symptomatics is pretty straightforward. People were sick and they went to their physician and they were tested, or they went to Test Nebraska or wherever to be tested. And this allows us the opportunity to calm some fears, perhaps, and then also to have folks understand that because there are so many people that are asymptomatic, wearing our facial coverings and being 6 feet apart is something we all have to be very vigilant about, because we don't know. And many people, you know, we had this, the testing that we did were all people who were asymptomatic, and we did have some positives, and it was difficult for folks to find out, oh my gosh, I'm, you know, carrying a virus that I did not know, or I'm positive for a virus that I did not know. I really feel we're all very proud of the fact that we...
The final installment of our four-part interview with Dr. Cheryl Logan, Superintendent of Omaha Public Schools, airs tomorrow at 7:45 a.m. and 3:44 p.m.